calls to further monetise managed isolation are growing louder, with veteran broadcaster Paul Henry chiming in. Henry himself, in managed isolation, having returned home, was back in New Zealand during lockdown before returning to the United States in early June to work in Palm Springs. From today, New Zealanders returning from abroad for a short trip home will be charged for their isolation stay. Paul Henry is on day 4 of 2 weeks in the Sedima Hotel near Auckland Airport, and he isn't paying. He told reporter Amy Williams that managed isolation is a well-oiled machine, but New Zealand is missing a trick after more than 100 days with no community transmission of COVID-19.
The organisation is fabulous. It's just a shame we can't monetise it. And by monetise it, I don't mean it's a shame we don't charge more New Zealanders for coming back to New Zealand. What I mean is it's a shame that we can't actually monetize it. It's a shame we can't take advantage of our COVID-free status and sell this opportunity to foreigners who would queue up to come to New Zealand, pay big money in decent managed isolation for the prospect of months of freedom in New Zealand afterwards. I think it's a crying shame that we haven't found a way to monetize that.
Yes, and there is a push, no doubt you've heard, possibly by the private sector, to get a package together to present to government. Is that something you would get behind?
Oh, why haven't they already done it? Why haven't they presented it yet? You know, why wasn't this organised months and months ago? Because we knew we were going to be in this situation. It seems extraordinary to me that, you know, if we're not careful, if we're ever going to do something like this, if we don't do it soon, we will no longer be in the favoured situation we're in now, where we are one of the only countries like this. You know, we've created this wonderful, wonderful product that we're not letting people purchase.
Indeed. And so in terms of your time in Palm Springs, you would describe that as business, not holiday, or holiday?
No, combination. I wouldn't have gone if it was just holiday. So I suppose you'd have to say, based on that, it was business. But it was weird. I mean, I've never known Palm Springs like it before. I've never known the States like it before. There's the constant awareness, no matter what you're doing, that there is this risk that takes the edge off the enjoyment of being there.
And that is Paul Henry talking to our reporter, Amy Williams.